Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. The multi-layered conflict between Pakistan and Afghanistan has refugees caught in the middle. Then, learn how you can read the headlines with the hope of this Advent season. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Pakistan, which intensifies deportation efforts amid clashes with Afghanistan, arguing that all Afghan refugees are a threat to national security. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says,
there's an undertow of frustration and discrimination, if you will, against the Afghan people.
Military tensions escalated last week as both nations closed their borders. Pakistani airstrikes killed civilians in Afghanistan following a terrorist attack in western Pakistan.
This is an area that has had continuous conflict. From an Afghan perspective, there's been a longstanding border dispute. And then on the Pakistan side, they really look at Afghanistan as being a sanctuary for terrorists that are causing disruption inside of Pakistan.
Diplomatic fallout hits the refugees the hardest. So far this year, roughly a third of all Afghan refugees living in Pakistan, that's some 1 million people, have been forced back to Afghanistan. But hope follows on the heels of hardship.
We just trained about 200 Afghans that were forcibly sent back into Afghanistan because Pakistan said, hey, we're done receiving this many refugees. And that created an opportunity for the gospel.
Consider partnering with Unknown Nations to send audio Bibles into these Muslim nations. We'll connect you at our website.
We cannot, as the church, steer away from these places because of the complexities.
Next, last Friday, an estimated 3,500 Christians gathered outside of India's parliament. Their goal? To peacefully protest the rise of anti-Christian violence and call for government action. Organizers of the rally included the United Christian Forum. According to UCF reports, India saw a 500% increase in anti-Christian violence between 2014 and 2024. Here's Dwayne Friesen from the Voice of the Martyrs Canada with a long list of what Christians endure.
False accusations, mob violence, social boycott, community pressures, disruption of worship and prayer meetings, raidings under allegations of forced conversion,
and more. But Friesen says stories of hope remain in the midst of suffering. In October, a Hindu mob stopped a van of missionaries in a northern India state. The mob smashed the windows and beat the Christians while police just watched. Friesen says that in this case, authorities held police accountable.
So we are seeing where at least some aspects of the legal system does move. It's just unfortunate that the action happens after the event.
In the hurt and hostility, persecuted Christians rely on the very same gospel they preach. God's goodness, his purposes, and his mission to reach the world spur them on. Pray for their courage in Christ today. And the headlines we see daily are anything but festive. Yet Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries notes that Jesus was also born amid chaos. Israel was under Roman occupation, and King Herod was hunting him.
What Herod did in Bethlehem was a persecution, was a terrible thing. If we saw that in the headlines today, we'd be horrified and freaked out.
Still, this is the Advent message, joy despite threat.
Jesus also has seen these things and is walking this crazy world out with us to help us be able to see the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Almost daily, we read of Christians persecuted in hotspots, the destruction of war, and the toll of natural disaster. As churches in these regions keep standing on the good news, so should we. We have a responsibility to pray for the strength of the persecuted church to stand firm in faith. And the chaos surrounding Jesus' birth reminds us that God is with us.
What a beautiful thing if we can pause in the chaos of headlines, the chaos of Christmas plans and travels, and say, God is at work and he is multiplying the people who are going to join the great chorus in heaven one day.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.